John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Today is August 30th. The Yankees lose 3 in a row in California. We're hoping they turn it around. We're going to talk some September lineups, some woes, not woes. I don't know. We got to get our thoughts out. Let's talk some Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
Recaps galore, weekly awards, stat lines, steaming hot takes. Get your Yankees news from these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks, presented to you by SeatGeek. My name's Jimmy. Sitting next to me is Jake. We got BBD in a fancy shirt. Producing in the corner. It's August 30th, Jake. Yeah. Nearing the end of the month. I thought the 5-game winning streak meant they were nearing the end of their August ways. We are now on a three-game losing streak as we sit down and record this. How are you doing?
James Davis, everyone tuning in, all the August people, be gone. August 30th, we're almost out of the woods. Labor Day next Monday. I'm doing all right, man. These West Coast trips, you just forget how much it actually does affect our lives a little bit. I've just been like a zombie on the couch, just wrestling sleep and demons and just like popping into intermittent innings. It feels like, I know you're not the biggest gamer, Jim, but they do in MLB The Show, they'll do like a your creative player mode, and it'll be like, you know, just play their at-bats, and it'll be like, all right, you're up in the eighth inning, and there's runners on second and third. That's kind of been my West Coast experience, because I'll be like, okay, it's the sixth inning, I'm watching the game, and I'll be like, oh, it's bottom eight, okay, runners on third.
For me,
West Coast trips are tough.
The comparison is, for anyone that is like me, doesn't play video games, but maybe likes to read books, it's when you get two pages deep and you realize, oh, shit, I don't think I retained anything from the last two pages. What did I just read? You go back. You kind of like snap up, and I'm like to your point, you're like, wait, where are we in the game?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a two-run game. All right, I should be into this. I'm half tired. I'm what's going on? Like yesterday I was working on something, but I was also tired. Yeah, I'd like to come back to the East Coast, get my 7 o'clock start and all that. Maybe opposite of you, you're in a tank top getting your last days of summer in. I am forcing fall. I've officially done that. I am wearing my jeans today, which I haven't worn jeans during the daytime since, I don't know, if I have to like spend outdoor time, I haven't worn jeans in like maybe early June. I brought them back out. They're my Mugsy jeans who are sponsoring today's episode. They're my favorite jeans. I know it's August 30th, and I know we're getting like a heat wave next week, so I'll have to go back to shorts, but I'm done. Just like the Yankees, just like, let's get to September where the emotions are higher and maybe they can get into it. I don't know what's going on, but I do know that you guys, if you want to get into the fall mode and get yourself some jeans, some back to school, maybe, you know, new season. Maybe you had a great summer. You lost some weight. You need a new size. Maybe you gained some weight. You need a new size.
Oh, people don't talk about that a lot.
But if you do,
it's okay.
And Muggsy is going to be the great because they feel like sweatpants. Like you gained weight. You're not excited to go
back
to
it. August is weight gain season.
Yeah.
People forget that.
No, I'm the opposite.
You're finishing summer. Like a lot of people, they kind of cut going into the summer and the start of the summer to look good.
Okay. Yeah.
So August is kind of like, well, I made it through the summer. I'm going to have that extra burger.
I'm
going to have that extra snack.
July's got like festivities. August is just like, ugh, I don't do anything.
So I think people eat because they're like, end of summer. Bathing suit season's almost over.
For me, it's like no more barbecues, no more events. Right. But
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Jim. You said in the past you're a size smaller in Mugsy's than other pants.
Well, because they're stretchy,
so you can still feel good.
They fit like sweatpants, so yeah, you can go down a little lower than usual. You can also get 10% off your entire order using code JOMBOY. Code John Boy at Muggsy's. They got a bunch of different colors. They got other non-jeans as well, but I just recommend the jeans because they are breathable and comfort-driven. But I also, I'm walking the streets today. People don't look at me like that guy's wearing sweats, but I feel like I'm kind of wearing joggers. Mm. Feels good. So, Muggsy's. Katie Sharp, a little out today. We don't have an official Sharp Stats voicemail. We do have some stats and some thoughts. And when we were at Yes Network, we told you guys last episode, we were doing a lot of postseason roster crunch talk. Mm. It's a little early for that, but that's kind of the most fun time to do it. I do know that whenever you do that early, you lose like half the people listening because right. they're like, it's too early for this. So they get mad, but that's kind of the fun of it, in my opinion. I'm the same way with like mock drafts. I'm the guy like, I can't get into this. And then there's on your end, right. I love this.
Yeah, that's interesting because this kind of, in a way, is a mock draft. It's a mock draft of the Yankees postseason roster.
Yeah, but yes. But there's a lot of intangibles that you know. Like if you do a mock draft and you get the first three picks wrong, like you don't even know it, but you could be fucked.
Right, so, right. And this is more, it's usually the...
You have a better chance of getting... Like
this is more so planning. This is more so a depth chart. It's,
And I think
player A gets hurt, then that means player B is in. Or does that mean player C is in because player XYZ? It's a fun game. Every Yankee enjoys doing it.
And like when you're 2 weeks out, I think we've correctly guessed the postseason roster the last couple of years. Sans maybe like
Talkman one, injury one, late
yeah,
in the season.
Yeah, late injury. Yeah. Stuff
like surprises.
That. It always happens.
Yeah.
It always happens.
And I remember I tweeted out when like Tarpley was going to be on it and people... We're like, you're crazy. I remember I got it exactly right.
Tarp's on.
Yeah. That was 2019 maybe. I forget when that was. So I do enjoy it. But, yeah, lineup is still a conversation. I know we did a whole episode. We talked last episode about how Judge and Stanton, like they have said this doesn't work, but they were doing it. We fell to the conclusion that they just want to get Stanton first inning at bats. I do think because then they split him up. They put Benny there. And moved Rizzo to six for the first time in 6 years. He responds with a homer.
Yeah, so where do you want to do the Smythe stat or do you want to do lineup or roster?
Can run the Smythe stat down. Okay. I mean...
Because that will feed into every other conversation.
Because the Smythe, is they're bad and they're good and now they're bad? What was it again?
More or less. I think, you know, when we've been watching the Yankees this month, there's a lot of things you can point at. Our guy Frankie the Yankee didn't have another great stat, great start. Last night, everyone wants to point at their different things, right? Clay Holmes was out. He comes back. The number one thing you need to circle, and I think Yankee fans and the broadcast has started to officially land there. The Yankees' offense was really good this year. Between Rizzo's hot start, DJ went off for a little bit there. Glaber had a really good stretch when Stanton's been out there. And obviously Aaron Judge is having an MVP campaign where he might break the home run record. 50th homer last night. James Smythe of the Yes Network tweeted out, and John Boy Media, Yankees offense by month with MLB ranks. April through July, the Yankees were averaging 5.35 runs per game. That was first in baseball. We like that. They were slugging 444. That was also first in baseball. So I know when this was happening, I bumped Katie Sharp a couple times because I want to see how much of Judge's impact was on that. But at the same time, it's not like Judge came out of nowhere. Like, we thought if Aaron Judge is healthy, he's our best offensive player. So it wouldn't exactly be a fair butter knife, although he's having one of the best seasons we've seen a player have. In August, the New York Yankees are averaging 3.54 runs per game. So 2 runs less a game. That brings them from first in those previous months to 25th this month, and they are slugging 353, almost another 100 points down, and that's 27th in baseball. The New York Yankees, the Bronx Bombers, slugging the 27th best or worst in baseball this month. And I think that drives home the point, Jim, that the offense has been the woes because everything I said about if we cut out Judge from those first few months, what if we cut out Judge from this month? Because he's kind of the only guy going.
Yeah. So what's their team slugging percentage, did it say?
So this month, it's been 353.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yes.
But they have no sluggers this month.
Correct. Judge.
Yeah, Judge, but is he the only one that's above average?
So, yeah, I mean, for comparison, the Yankees have been slugging .353 this month. On the year, Kyle Higashioka is slugging .349.
It's really bad, but everyone... This is where I think it's different than the group think. Is everyone says they had too many home run hitters. They rely on the home run. It's clear they rely on the home run. They don't have enough home run hitters. And then the guys that are contact based or the up or, you know, other skills haven't been doing that. Now, Benny's coming around. He's starting to get hot. He's not supposed to be a slugger. But really, it's Rizzo, Stanton, Judge are the only three where you go, what they do is slug.
Yeah.
And Judge is also the best contact hitter on the team, well, mind
there's,
you.
There's one other guy who's been getting on bats all year that's supposed to be that, and it is Josh Donaldson, but he hasn't slugged all year.
Yes, hasn't slugged all year, and they're sticking with him. Hicks used to have some slugging when he, like one season he hit.
Glaber's supposed to be kind of a hybrid.
But you never looked at Glaber and
he can't homer.
You want the slugging to happen. Right. That's never how you're going to like look at him. So it's very much the opposite of what people's complaint is that they're too many home run hitters, like, or too many home run or bust hitters. Like, well, no, there's Rizzo and Stanton are the only two, and Stanton's been out and Rizzo's been struggling, so that's a big thing. Carpenter was very important to this team when he was going.
Yes.
But they don't have sluggers. If Rizzo's down, I think Stanton will come back. I think he'll start hitting again. I do have faith in that. Yeah. I'm not worried about that.
We've seen this plenty of times with Stanton's that he takes a little bit to get going, and when he goes, he goes.
Yeah. But that, so my question is, who are we looking to fix this? Just Stanton and Rizzo?
Stanton and Rizzo, I mean, the other thing that does need to be factored in here, and it's some of these fringe guys we talked about, like Gleyber Torres has 18 home runs this year, and he's slugging .423. I know we don't view Gleyber as a slugging power hitter. That would be the most home runs on the Chicago White Sox this year. So
yeah, they're a bad team.
So when you talk about slugging in general, like Gleyber Torres is a guy that his slugging is supposed to be above baseball standard.
I think like a little above average is where you would want Gleyber.
Like Gleyber Torres, we've talked about this a couple times now. His middle 2.5 months of this season, he was playing really good baseball. I think he had an OPS. I'll find my best butter knife for it. He had an OPS because he's run into this recent slump basically since the trade deadline, which, you know, we've heard the rumors about Gleyber. For 75 games, April 24th to July 29th, so that's May, June, July. So for 3 months, Gleyber slugged .505. So that's a real number.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say the Yankees won't win unless Gleyber starts slugging again.
No, but when we're getting away from, I mean, even coming into this season, Judge and Stanton and Donaldson would have probably been the 1-2-3 that we said for slugging. We didn't think Rizzo really had this in the bag. He's got a chance to beat. He hasn't had this many home runs since 2017. So let's say Rizzo replaced Donaldson and what we expected this season from slugging wise. So then when you start getting into the fringes, it really is Gleyber, Donaldson, and even DJ. I mean, if he's hitting doubles with the few home run, his slugging is going to be above the league average, but not the homer slugger that we're picturing.
Yeah, I think he's probably been above league average in slugging twice in his career, DJ. So it's not. Still, my point is, if we're trying to fix this,
right?
We don't have that many guys that you say, well, if he slugs how we want him to, we get there. Because at best, DJ is barely above league average.
Right.
Gleyber, get me just above league average, but make your other tools known. Like, don't sell out for slugging. Like, that's the thing. Right. Don't sell out for slugging DJ or Gleyber because we need you to have contact in the others, and then your slugging should be a little over league average, which I think is what they do.
I think Gleyber more so than DJ when he's right.
Yes, but Gleyber has the juiced ball samples. Like, what's his... I mean, Glaber's got...
even, I mean, this
his
year...
His first two seasons, he had above league average slugging, and then his next two was below league average. So he's looking, he's like right at average right now.
Yeah.
But that's... The point is the slugging's down, and the only people that can fix it are Rizzo and Stanton.
And hey, I mean, let's be honest, Stanton's a big one in this. He was out for a while, and the whole team felt it, and that was...
You know who else on the team has a slugging above league average on the season?
Who's that?
Trevino.
Yeah.
Trevino, Glaber, Stanton, Rizzo, Judge.
Wow.
On the season, their slugging is above league average.
Right.
In the second half, it's three people that have a slugging above above league average. Judge, Rizzo, Trevino. So, I'm getting annoyed with, like, the home run or bust. Like, not really. Yeah. I don't think, like, DJ is struggling because he's trying to hit home runs right now.
No.
Maybe Glaber. He's just in a funk. But, you know, you'd want Donaldson, but he's, I mean, at this point.
We haven't been able to bank on it all year.
So, you're banking on Rizzo and Stanton and a magical Carpenter return.
Yeah, it all makes sense. I mean, Rizzo, they talked about on the broadcast last night, since his back thing, his second back thing, he'd been in a funk. He homers in the second or the first Angels game. So hopefully that can get him going as he gets slid down to the sixth spot, which he hadn't been in that low of a batting spot in a lineup since 2013. You're talking 9 years. That's pretty impactful. And, you know, different guys respond to that very differently. Hopefully Rizzo responds to that well, and I hope it's brief, because guess what? In that same game I was referencing, Benintendi, who got moved up to third, normally those guys would probably be switched if the lineup is right. Benny had two big at-bats with runners on base, intentionally walking Judge, and he didn't come through in those at-bats. Now, that's tough sample size for Benny, and he has been playing better lately, but if the lineup is set right, that would be where your sluggers are.
Yeah, Rizzo needs to be three. I understand why they pushed him down, and maybe it did, like...
Right.
Maybe it did.
Trying to spark something.
And they need to separate Judge and Stanton, but... Yeah, Rizzo and Stanton need to get going come the last couple weeks of September, and, hey, a magical Carpenter return is huge.
Yeah.
Because they need pop, man.
Yeah, and I think Matt Carpenter, with 100 at-bats, has been the best hitter in baseball this year, better than Aaron Judge. Anthony Rizzo went through a funk. He had his back stuff. Hopefully, we're getting past that. Giancarlo Stanton, obviously a massive part of this team, one of the best sluggers in baseball when he's right. And then, like we're saying, obviously Glaber's been in a funk, whatever. I think the other thing I would circle, and it's not tied to slugging, but it does impact the slugging. We were so complimentary. I was so complimentary to DJ LeMahieu because he was getting on base at a crazy clip in front of Judge. And then even he was starting to hit a little more, and it was like, wow, DJ's right. DJ looks like that 2018-2019 DJ LeMahieu, or 2019-2020. Man, when you're talking about your leadoff hitter, clearly banged up and not confident at the top of the lineup, when you're talking about the guy who's been your second most impactful hitter this year in Rizzo, power-wise, and you're talking about Stanton, the guy who's supposed to be your second most impactful slugging hitter, and then that kicker of Matt Carpenter, yeah, those are four guys who are supposed to be outside of the key cog in your lineup, the other cogs. It shows the numbers, unfortunately, make sense for the offense, and it would have been a great time for the Donaldson breakout or Glaber to continue what he had for those kind of those 2.5 months there. Instead, they haven't been there, and the offense has taken a straight nosedive.
Can I tell you something crazy?
Yes.
The difference of the team. Like in 2019, I was thinking that team was a lot of hope he hits a homer, guys.
Yeah.
The league average slugging in 2019 was 439, higher than this year.
Right.
Because of
Juicy Lucy's.
Yeah. How many players do you think had a higher than average slugging on the Yankees? I'm just the way they're listed on the baseball reference page. how many.
So this isn't like a Cameron Maben that year was.
So mashing. he played 82 games. So okay, so that he counts. Count. The lowest amount is Edwin Encarnacion, who played 44 games.
By but the he, way, mauled.
But he's on the list because he was part of the postseason plan. So I'm counting him.
I mean, honestly, that team was ridiculous.
So I said there's been five right now on this team that are over league average slugging on the season. How many on 2019?
That year was nuts. I mean, does like Mike Ford count for that year?
He had 50 games, 163 plate appearances. It's
probably what, like 12 or 13?
15 guys. Glaber, Voit, DJ, Didi, Gio, Talkman, Gardner, Judge, Edwin, Glaber, Cameron, Hicks, Jackson Frazier, Austin Romine, Mike Ford. Mm. I mean, everyone. And that was a home run or bust squad. Like that was it. This team's different. They changed the dynamic.
Right. And partially due to some asks. Like, yeah, you know, well, people wanted a Benintendi type.
Yes.
Like, you know,
for a long time, they probably were, like, it was a legitimate criticism to relying on the homers. It feels they have overcorrected.
Trevino and Gary is another good comp
there. They've overcorrected, but also it's just like, if you have four guys now, and Carpenter wasn't even a design plan. Donaldson was. So those are the four that are going to like give you pop.
Yeah.
You can't have one of them be in a career slump and the others miss time and then also slump. Like it's like.
Well, I think the thing is you can have one of those. One guys, of them, but the all Yankees three. Have had essentially four guys.
Yeah.
And hey, Stanton is back. Hopefully that's huge. Hopefully he gets going. Rizzo.
That's crazy. There's that many guys in that.
I mean, they were one home run shy of the home run record that got sent by the Twins that year.
They had 10 home runs from every lineup position or 20 from every, the nine hole hitters combined.
And there's like the most guys with double digit homers. And
yeah. I mean, it was crazy because that's a
bit of an outlier.
Yeah. Weird year.
But that was a homer bust team.
Right.
They were a homer bust team, and like everyone who came up felt like was a threat to hit a homer.
Yeah, it's just insane. I mean, Cameron Maben, like we're talking about, Mike Talkman, Jackson Frazier, Mike Ford, who clipped us. That was pretty funny.
And then he told him to be quiet, and everyone's acting like he didn't.
Yeah.
Boone seemed annoyed by it. Did you hear Boone? He said he wasn't. He was like, well, if that was directed at us, then yes, I take offense to that.
Yeah, 40 came out today and said it wasn't, which he was going to do anyways. But, I mean, you know.
Well, did he say what it was then?
He said there was fans that were chirping at him. He did make
that's cool.
His effort on the Oswaldo Cabrera ball that got through was a little lackluster. And I think 40 can also be an easy target for some of the reason he's talked about. He's got a power body like myself. I also think there was probably some Yankees stuff there, too. I know the Yankees first base coach, Travis Chapman, he was a minor league coach, and I know he was kind of the stern guy down there, so you wonder if there's something there. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. His first homer of the season.
Good for you, Mike Ford. So, start slugging.
Yeah, that's but that's where I'm like, I don't know if it's that easy.
Kind of made our bed a little bit.
Get Stanton right. And, man, that DJ won last night. I guess let's, I think there's some other lineup topics that lead into this. And I hope we can play some bets on the Yankees lineup getting going because DraftKings is the place that you're going to want to place your bets, especially with the NFL season sneaking up. Week one action, a week and a half away, basically. And at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you can bet just $5 on any football game and get $200 in free bets. Also, they've got a little get up 7 promotion. If you bet on a team and they go up 7 that opening week, your bet's a winner. So if you bet a team, they score on the first drive, you've won. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code JOMBOY to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code JOMBOY, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Do you want to talk about that bunt at all? Do we save that for the series recap?
I don't hate it as much as everyone else.
Yeah.
But I understand you want to get Judge at-bats. But that comes back to the Judge is our offense.
Right.
So if Rizzo's behind Judge and Stanton's behind Judge and they're threats and we feel like they can help, I don't mind that bunt as well as much as others because this is a team that's struggling to score runs. It's scored a run. DJ's in a bad way right now. If that helps him, like, you know, Trevor Plouffe always says, bunt out of a slump. Like, it works to bunt out of a slump. Just give yourself, like, I did something positive. The problem is Judge's the offense. So you take, like, we have one offensive player. So this, the only reason I don't like it is because we have a bigger problem at hand.
We're on the exact same wavelength. In the moment, I didn't hate it at all. You got to run on the board. It's 1-0. DJ's kind of in a bad way. But yeah, man, when they intentionally walk Judgy, and he's a guy who gets intentionally walked twice this game, the only real at-bat he gets, he goes ding-dong city.
That's twice that's happened.
Then that's where, on the whole, it was a short-term fix. It was a short-term fix. The Yankees' offense was struggling. It was a way to get a run across the board. It was a way to stay out of the double play. But you did take the bat out of Big Aaron Judge's hands, which we can't afford right now, unfortunately. And it's just, you know, they've been messing with DJ and Rizzo in the lineup a little bit to get them going. When you slide Rizzo down to the six hole and he homers, and then you have your leadoff hitter DJ doing a push bunt that not only takes the bat out of your leadoff hitter's hand, it takes the bat out of Judge's hands after him. On the whole, it's a bad baseball move. You're right. In the moment, it kind of is what it is for this team. You got to run, and they've been searching for runs. So I'm with you. I obviously wasn't as hurt as everyone, but everyone at the end of the day is right that that can't be the plan.
And I don't think it is, right? Yeah. And it's all right. Well, if they walk Judge, we got two guys now behind him, and we get a run on the board, and it's early in the game. You know, when Rizzo and Stanton are going right, I don't fully hate that in a close game and, like, DJ slumping. Obviously, DJ, when he's going good, you don't want that at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. They harped on it more than I thought, like, because it's a problem based off a problem. We have a one-man offense.
Right.
And it's hard to – and, yeah, it's hard – it's not a sport where you just say, get him the ball.
Yeah.
So it's not a winning strategy to be like, let's just make sure Judge gets up. We have to do it right now. But if that helps DJ come out tomorrow and feel better and get hits, that's a better, like, long-term solution.
And that's where the question lies. Did DJ do that to get a little spark going for himself and a little positivity? Or is DJ not feeling good with his swing and physically? Because think of all the conversations we've had about injuries recently, whether it's Clay Holmes, who just came back from what seemed like a phantom IL injury. Nestor, he's on track to come back right after his IL timeline, also seemed a little phantomy. That if DJ is feeling that bad physically, is that something we have to consider? Is putting him on the IL. And I think we're going to find out in these next coming games.
What makes you think it's hurt?
Well, they've been talking about his toe for a while. And basically since that's happened, he hasn't been playing well. And I guess the other thing where DJ probably, right now he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt, is last year he tried to play through that sports hernia and to the point where it affected his play all year. And then the last week of the season, he had to dip out because he was in so much pain. So DJ's a tough guy, and we love that and we respect that.
Okay, but if we're schedule the Phantom IL for when Bader's back.
Something like that. I mean, it'll be
Because otherwise, they got to call it Peraza, and they're not going to do that.
Right, and that opens up that conversation, which we're not doing today. So, yeah, it's something to track with DJ. Hopefully, that bunt sparks him, and we put it in our rear view, because if he's playing good baseball, we don't care about a sore toe. But if DJ's not playing good baseball, and he's got that banged-up toe, and we're doing Phantom IL since, it's something that has to be in the discussion. Because, man, he is so important to this Yankees lineup. I know it's not the slug factor, but setting the tone. I mean, even going back to the slugging 2019 Yankees, DJ was the tone setter. Like, we should make a montage of that of Michael Kay saying, another multiple hit game for DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah.
You know, that it felt nightly. It felt nightly.
There is potentially another avenue for getting DJ a phantom stint sooner, and Marwin's on the paternity list. Not that we're clamoring for him to get more time, but as far as roster spots,
dude,
and a guy
and
to replace him.
Another problem with West Coast baseball, and kind of like been busy, but when Tilo pinch ran, I was like, what the fuck? I didn't do the pregame show, so I wasn't like aware. I was like, what? And then they said that about Marwin. I just had no idea. I just feel like I'm watching the games. I just feel like out of loop because I'm watching in a fugue state, haziness.
That one was a quiet one because it was part of the "Oh, Clay's back" tweet.
Yeah.
So it was an undernote in a tweet. West Coast game that was designed for you to not catch that one.
Yeah, they did it.
Yeah.
But why didn't they?
Well, I will say this. You know, they were talking about the Angel Stadium yesterday, and they're talking about how it's pretty pretty. It's for sale. Artie Moreno, if any of our listeners have around $2 billion, maybe throw your hat in there. See what how rich do you think is our wealthiest listener?
Millionaire?
Not bad. If you can't buy the actual Angel Stadium, maybe you should check out Stadium Map Art. It is the perfect gift for anyone in your life with Stadium Map Art. Pushes laser engraving to the limit, creating detailed wooden 3D stadium coasters, maps, and magnets. These are really cool. They're the perfect gift. Each coaster is individually cut and engraved out of birch plywood in Toledo, Ohio. How about that? Crafted by a father and son team, Dave and Zach Holt. We like that.
I love that. That's what baseball's all about. And mothers and daughters, but, you know, family relations.
And these are their words, not mine, but they feel like they could be coming for me. Are you the worst gift giver? Then find the perfect gift for sports fans in your life with 3D stadium coasters, maps, and magnets, handcrafted and laser engraved in the USA by Stadium Map Art. And at stadiummapart.com, use Yanks15 and you'll get $15 off your next order of over $50. That's stadiummapart.com/pages/JohnBoy and use code Yanks15 and get $15 off your first order over $50.
Thanks. Over $50.
Thanks, Stadium Map Art.
I like maps. I like stadiums. I like art.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get one.
Okay.
I've got something kind of lined up. I don't think I can reveal it.
Oh wow.
Sorry.
Secrets are no fun.
Secrets in your bum.
Secrets are no fun. Secrets hurt someone.
I always mess up the second line.
I know someone that died keeping a secret too long.
Who?
King of France, back in like 1210.
That he had to pee? Is that guy?
Yeah. He was embarrassed.
Is that a real story? Or is that just something they tell little kids so they're like, hey, when you gotta pee, go pee?
I think he probably died. He probably had a lot of ailments.
Right.
Before that.
But they just blamed it on the bladder and he peed his pants?
Yeah. Or maybe it led to an infection and that led to the peeing.
Guy who didn't pee and died. 1601.
I was trying to find my own sharp stat right here.
Okay.
I was halfway to finding it a very cool sharp stat. Yeah. And now, as the research continues, it's not as cool.
Okay. I had a couple semi-sharp stats.
Mine was, there's more stats that exist but don't matter, but they matter. It was, what does Judge do in at-bats after he gets intentionally walked?
Mm.
And At first, I thought I had something because by the eye test in games where he is intentionally walked,
right,
he has really good numbers. But sometimes, yeah, you just hit a home run, they're going to walk you the next at bat. Right. That like is like the correlation there. So I'm trying to find how what does he do after being intentionally walked. And the first two I found, he was 2 for 2 with a homer. Something like that. Yeah, 2 for 2 with a homer. But then the next two, he's 0 for 3 now. I'll keep going because it's short. But I would love to like tweet that and start like a whisper campaign. Like, don't intentionally walk him if you're going to see him again because he'll fucking get you.
He's going to get you.
He's going to get you. I'm going to get you wet.
Hello.
That was the water park. Ozzie Park, Lake Zurich, Illinois. The bucket would fill up with water and then it would tip over, you know? Mm. And like it was like a cartoon voice. So it would be like, I'm going to get you wet. And it was like... Mama said, "Get you wet." Is that a song? Is that
something? Mama said, "Knock you out" is a song.
Yeah,
so maybe they
spun
that
it. Yeah, and you would stand under the bucket. And you've seen those at water parks, right?
Oh,
yeah, they're a blast.
They're really fun. But it was like it was like a clown.
The bucket that gets filled and tipped over is my calling.
Yeah, that's how you shower.
That's how I clean it up. That's kind of is how I shower.
So I'm saying this thing that you do.
What thing?
Oh, everyone does that.
Jake does it a lot.
Kind of all I do in the shower.
All right, the next game is 0-2 after getting intentionally walked. So
catching up on a couple things. It looks like Tycho Brahe in 1601 is the famous guy that died from a bladder infection because politeness kept him from excusing himself from the table at a royal banquet to go to the bathroom, causing his bladder to rupture.
Two-run double here, so that might juice it now to like actually good numbers. But I'm kind of overdoing it.
Goose in the books over there. I thought...
Don't intentionally walk him. That's the message. I'll put fake stats out.
Another thing that was interesting to me, I was looking at the Yankees stats by position this year. And the lowest OPS by position is shortstop. Not super surprised. I mean, between IKF, Marwin, when he was going out there.
Three-run homer. So I think actually the numbers, the good might wait. Like the slugging might be good because you got a bunch of, and the ribbies might be good in at-bats after getting walked. Someone do the math for me.
I think the other thing that I'm going to circle here, because actually the numbers by position look pretty good. I mean, Rizzo's numbers at first base this year have been really good for a first baseman. Second base and third base, the numbers look a little above league average, and that's mostly due to DJ and Glaber. I guess Glaber gets an assist there. Shortstop numbers are low. The left field numbers are low, but they're on their way up because we traded for Benintendi, and he started to go over there, so that's good. Center field and right field both look good because of Judge and throwing out whoever was good in right field for a little bit, whether Carpenter or Stanton. Our designated hitter numbers... are the second catcher, they're just a catcher's a little worse, but it's catcher. Our DH numbers on the year, 129 games, 570 at bats, 192, 288, 681.
Well, it's been. DH is a hard position. It doesn't work well
when you rotate
it. When you rotate it.
We've seen that.
And that's what they've been doing with Stan out. Even with Stan in, they were doing that. So, I mean...
hopefully Stanton can provide some normalcy for that position.
Yeah, and then that was kind of something when we had our conversation about postseason roster configuration that a thought I ran into is that I think Stan's going to DH every game in the postseason because I don't think you're going to... with how little sluggers we have,
yeah.
I don't think they're going to want to replace his bat. And if he plays right field and they're up 1-0 in the seventh, you're going to want a defensive replacement to come up and get that last at-bat of the game.
Yeah.
And then you have to sit Stanton. So that's when we were doing that in the Yes Network with the crew there, I didn't really have that thought process. And I was like, wait, but you don't want to take out his bat. Like if it's Carpenter, Right. Okay, now Bader comes in or whoever comes in and the defense gets shored up. Sure, you lose Karp's bat. I don't think they're going to, especially with what Stanton has done in the postseason, I don't think there's a scenario where you say he's not in the game anymore unless they're up 10 runs in the seventh inning or 5 runs. You still just don't want to do it. So that's kind of a new thought where I think Stanton's the DH. So the rest of the season, I don't mind if he doesn't play. I mean, you got to test him out here and there for the no, there's DH in the World Series now.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, just get it. Because you're like we're saying, it is tough to be a DH when you're not DHing all the time. People struggle with it. I think Donaldson probably drags those numbers down a bunch. I think he was.
And, like, this month, I think DJ's done it a little more while he's been struggling. Rizzo got a couple extra DH days while he was banged up with the back and.
It's Judge, Stanton, and Carpenter have good numbers when they've been DH. Yeah.
Especially this year, more than other years, they have the bodies to do good defensive subs late, so they're going to do them.
Yeah, even Rizzo's not horrible. Donaldson just drags it down. He's got 101 plate appearances from the DH, and he's got a 547 OPS. So if you take out his 24 games... I think they're good. Stan's good. Judge good. Carpenter's good. Rizzo's batting average is bad, but his on base is .349 and his on base is .359 and his OPS is .734, which is below average for him in the league, but it's decent. So it's Donaldson dragging it down.
Yeah, and the other thing that's jumped out just a little bit, and I'm with you on Stanton. The only thing that can fully throw a wrinkle in that is Carpenter, and if he looks like Matt Carpenter, but if his foot is more banged up than Stanton is, and we, like you talked about, if we're really trying to get that slug going and we need both of them in the lineup, it becomes a conversation, and then it probably, like you were alluding to, it becomes who are the guys in each team's bullpen, because if there's, you know, remember we played Houston that year and they had no lefties or something like that, so then is the Carpenter risk-reward keeping him in the game better than Stan? I don't know. That's something I know our analytics team will look for and probably over-diagnose. Let's see what happens there. The other thing that is just very glaring on the Yankees team split stats page this year, read that well, the nine hole is the worst part of in the batting order by far. A .594 OPS and a .196 batting average from the nine hole, which... I talked about this a little bit with Oswaldo Cabrera, and we'll see how he factors into the postseason plan, and the Yankees have now slid him down to nine. I've always loved when the Yankees have had that lineup flip going. I dug up the 2018 numbers. The ninth slot was not the worst slot on the team. That the 2019 season is ridiculous. They got an 800 OPS out of, like, every spot in the lineup.
Yeah.
Silly. A silly season.
That team was really good. The bullpen was so tired.
Yeah.
I mean, DJ hit that. Yeah, whatever. Well, who's been in the nine hole? The catchers?
I think Izzy, the catchers, and then it's kind of just been a rotating. You know, if Marwin gets a day, he's hitting
Izzy
ninth.
Kiner hasn't bat ninth a lot.
If Tilo has started a game, he was probably batting ninth that day. Like some hodgepodge people.
I mean, it's like curious it's proof. Higgy and ICAF's been eight most of the year.
I remember every time we've looked, it's been ICAF's less had, nine hole than you'd think.
He's had eight games started in the nine hole. So it's Higgy at 36 games. Gallo had 26 games. Trevino 22. Hello. Marwin, Hicks.
So, yeah, that's been a hodgepodge of bleh.
And I think Trevino's might be early on in the season, and then they kind of. It's a noop.
Yeah, I think I was thinking Izzy because he's got two nine holes in the last nine games or so. But, yeah, he hasn't mixed been down it there in. A lot.
They did it early. He did three at the very start of the season. And then like, recently a couple. But he's got three in the last 3 weeks or something.
Yeah, two in the last week and a half.
Tampa series, yeah. At Florial in front of him.
Mm.
So who's it been? It's been Higgy, Higashioka lately, Marwin. That's the last. Yeah. Oh boy. So they just lineup's bad right now. Like, Glaber needs to go back to a balanced bat. Yep. Like what can change? That's my thing about the slugging. Like, okay, they don't slug. Well, that's
deadline's over.
That's two people to fix the slugging.
Yeah, I mean it's Stanton getting going
and Rizzo.
And yeah, I mean, you know, Rizzo. But
then behind that, like, DJ's in a funk right now. We need him to come back and be balanced more.
Rizzo and DJ, they're more same funk. Energy.
And Glaber's in a funk, but like he's not going to be slugging. Like Glaber needs to be. So we need DJ and Glaber to get going to have balance. We need Rizzo and Stanton to get going to have power. And then that's it. I mean,
and that's
Oswaldo and Trevino's been doing what he's doing.
Yeah, Trevino's been fine.
Benny, need him to go contact and like some doubles.
He needs to go. He needs to be the Benny he's been recently, but he needs like a spot in the lineup that we can kind of depend on him, you know? And it's not his fault at all, but like, it's just kind of like, where are we going to get him? He's seemed comfortable up top, but the Yankees and getting Judge at bats and Stanton at bats, they don't want to do the double kind of leadoff guys in DJ and Benny.
Yeah. His last nine games, he's got a .385 on base.
And I mean, I think it's too old hat to say, but like I'd love to see someone in that ninth hole that when the lineup has to get flipped is productive. It's probably not fair to Benny to put him down there because he's one of the right now he's a top three hitter on the team. But yeah.
I guess my point is like I don't think they're not a slugging offense.
I mean, they were the best in baseball for the first April, May, June, July, 4 months.
Yeah. Was that like who carried them? Carpenter and then Glaber had a hot month, which I don't think we can depend on. So I think
and
like
Stanton was hitting homers.
At their best, Stanton, Judge, Rizzo, two of them are going for slugging. But at their best, it's a bunch of on base and contact and balance guys. Like we have more balance than sluggers in the lineup. Yeah. Benny, DJ, Glaber, like what we want them to do. Trevino.
Right.
Bad contact in IKF. I think their Yankees are like 25th in contact and like 27th in slugging in the back half. So like they're just not doing anything right now. They don't have an identity.
Yeah. That's the
It's kind thing. Of a separate issue than like what's literally right now, why they're losing.
Yeah. Like I don't know what their identity is going to be
like
in September if they get hot again.
I do think there's a little bit of an undersell. If Judge is being Judge this year, which he has been the whole year, and that's awesome, and then Rizzo or Stanton is hot, I think compared to the landscape of a lot of other baseball teams, that is more slugging than you're going to get.
For sure.
And that's without if a Glaber's hot or if Donaldson can run into one at some point or anything like that. So let's get a Rizzo or Stanton going. And then, I don't know, the DJ thing has my head spinning a little bit because I'm in lockstep with you that the bunt last night, I half don't care in that moment, but I very much care for the next week or so. Because if that gets him going and he gets hot, cool. That's kind of how baseball used to work. If it doesn't and he's not feeling great, we need to think about something. Because also, Benny didn't look bad leading off. So if he needs to do that for 2 weeks, you know, I'd rather... Everything that the team has done has been to get ready for October since the All-Star break. So if DJ needs to be put in that bucket, DJ needs to be put in that bucket. But get going, DJ.
Yeah.
Toe. You don't even use your toes.
So Marwin, when Marwin comes back, if it's a Phantom IL, or they're not going to call it Peraza for DJ, so then it would be Bader or Carpenter coming back. That's the only way you can get bounced.
Carpenter's definitely going to come back too late for it to be part of a DJ Phantom situation.
So and so is Bader. We're not getting any updates.
Yeah, I mean, the only... If the Yankees continue to lose, which we've got two more games in Anaheim, and then we're heading to the Trop.
Yeah, but when Cashman comes out and says, we're not doing this. Like when he came out with Machado and Harper and he was just sick of it.
Right.
And he came out and said, we're not in on these guys. And the union got really mad at him because you're not allowed to say that. Right. And he just straight up told, like, stop asking me. We're not in on these guys.
It's not part of the plan, he said.
Yeah. And he just said that about Peraza. Like, that's the way I read that is him saying, guys, stop.
You're not wrong. But they also, like we've said, they didn't expect this August to get this out of hand. So if it continues spiraling, I mean, you have to do something. You can't just keep losing games. Because it's 7 games now.
Yeah, and I can't.
And
my
Tampa,
sister's
dude?
Getting married in Colorado, and I can't be active for the wild card. So you need to win the division.
Right.
Come on. There's a lot at stake here.
I'm also attending a wedding. Really hope it doesn't affect the Yankees viewing.
Most popular wedding week of the year. Second Saturday in October. Sells out. If you want to get married, second Saturday of October, especially in the Northeast, you got to book that like sometimes 2 years ahead.
Save a couple shekels on the summer prices. Nice that time of year.
Yeah.
Nice place to be.
All righty. Thank you guys for tuning in. Did we get to all that stuff?
We need to shout out baseball today, always. If you're looking for your baseball news, it's the best time of the year.
Here, I'll let you guys all listen to it right now. Alexa, play Baseball Today on AMP. Now they're listening. We'll end this show.
Go check that on AMP. And there was a big announcement today. Some of you probably saw Chris Rose doing a national football show with CJ Uzama, the tight end for now, the New York Jets. He was on the Bengals last year for their Super Bowl run. But go check it out, the Chris Rose football show. So football season's coming. A lot of you are probably football people. Go check that out.
Go check it out. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the flip side. That's my new sign off. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.